Jaakaane. Ajan mietin. Mä tiedän, että se on kaunis, mä tiedän.
Discuss the nature of the mind in terms of image from the point of view of the mind in the school, in the middle school.
Okay.
is characterized by being extremely stable, extremely tough, unchanging. And likewise, these seven topics are said to be very stable, unchanging, tough. Therefore, they're described as Vajras.
Dhamma and Sangha.
So, in order to explain on two topics in terms of the category of results. And beginning with in Sanskrit, there are three Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Mm. I'm going to explain this in terms which is really understandable to you, in terms of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Would you like the light on? Are you okay?
Light. Ah, yes.
Buddha is a Sanskrit word. In Tibetan, it's Sangye. Dharma is a Sanskrit word. In Tibetan, it is Chö. Sangha is a Sanskrit word. In Tibetan, it's Gendam. So this is the three results. So these are the three topics which are included within the category of results. And there is the category of cause which has one topic, and the topic is lineage. So then comes the category of condition. For illustrative, what I mean by condition, in order to grow a flower, that is a result, we need a cause, and the cause is the seed. But just that seed is not sufficient to grow the flower. We also need conditions, that is to say, we need water, soil, fertilizer, etc. These are conditions which are necessary in conjunction with cause. So the seed is the cause and analogous to lineage.
So,
So the result is Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. These three are generated or developed and depends upon lineage, which is the cause. We rely upon lineage, we develop Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. But we also, in addition to the cause, need conditions. And we said there are three topics, therefore there are three conditions necessary. And these are, in Sanskrit, Bodhi, which is development of Jantra, and English is enlightenment. And the second is, in Sanskrit, Vima, which and development of wisdom, and English is the excellent qualities. And then the third in Sanskrit is karma, and development is karma, and we would say here, Buddha activities, enlightened activities, the three conditions. So we try to explain lineage in terms of these seven topics in three categories. So how do we generate Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha? And first we look at Sangha or Dharma. We look at Dharma. And generally there are two overall categories of Dharma. There is the Dharma of the individual vehicle, or that is the lesser vehicle, and that of the universal vehicle, or something called greater vehicle. With respect to the individual vehicle, there is the Dharma of the here and the Dharma of the solitary realizer. So, according to the individual dispositions, some will enter into the hero vehicle, whereby they are seeking to achieve freedom from suffering and existence for themselves and others. Others will, for the same reason, with different disposition, enter into the vehicle of the solitary realizer.
अनि तबाच चंबो पे रंगे चमाया पर यंगे टेंडर अनि तबाच चंबे माले या सुबंद जावा कांडा चिक सुबंद चंबो का कांडा जवान में जावा सुन चिश्वन तीन लोगों आ रहे
हैं on the other hand some people are seeking to bring up the welfare not of themselves but the welfare of others who are entering into the path of the universal vehicle of the great vehicle
So sangha. Devu sangha tarani. Devu sangha ane thabandara. Devu sangha ane thabandara. Raja bhengi tege ane devu dhamma thabandara. Chu. Thabar chambu tege ane devu sangha ane thabandara.
So in order for the cause to become to achieve a result, as in the case of the flower, it's necessary that we have conditions. If we have the flower seed, then additionally we need the conditions of water, earth, and fertilizer. In conjunction with these, then the flower can the seed can realize its potential as a result of flower.
So
the are seeking Buddha, there are those who attain the Buddhahood, there are those who are seeking liberation and bringing the suffering to existence. And within us, we have the cause, that is the seed, by which to attain these ends. We have to make effort in bringing about the complete three conditions. This is in a case where we have received, and by adding the necessary conditions of walking through life on earth, the flower grows. Likewise, if we were to complete the necessary conditions, then we would be able to actualize the potential of the cause of lineage that we all possess. Out of this, those who aspire toward the individual vehicle could achieve the resultant liberations of the Sangha and Dhamma, and those who are aspiring for the universal vehicle, the result of the Buddha. So these three analogous conditions are the rules of earth, water, and fertilizer. Those are analogous to the earth, analogous to enlightenment. The water is analogous to excellent qualities, and the fertilizer is analogous to enlightened activities. This is in the case of the growing of the flower without the completeness, without the complete existence or presence of the three conditions, the flower is the potential of the seed is not realized, and likewise, without the complete presence of these three conditions of enlightenment, excellent qualities, and enlightened activities, and though the cause is present, its potential is not actualized.
Then
What do you mean by enlightenment? What is the, at the present time, an individual who has eliminated all of those faults without the consummation of excellent qualities, at present? What do you mean by excellent qualities, which was allowed us to write her? That is, the individual who has this enlightenment at present, that is saying the absence of all faults and the presence of all excellent qualities. But the excellent qualities are the wisdom and compassion within the individual of mind. The love and compassion within the enlightened individual of mind.
અને તે બધા ડ્રેસો બધા ગામમાં સંગત બધે જે જે માણસો જેવા છે રીતે માણસો જેવા જેવા છે એને તમને એવા છે
And then the achievement, what required thereby to achieve these two, Buddhadhamma and Sangha, are present within us, that we have this potential, and it's extremely beneficial, it's extremely precious, and it's definitely that we have these, we have this cause. In order to achieve these three results, it is necessary that we actualize our potential of knowledge. That we actualize our potential of knowledge. So in order to bring about the actualization of our potential, it is necessary to actualize our knowledge. We rely upon the method of an individual, that is to say a Buddha, upon a Buddha's speech. And that is to say, an individual who presently has the full experience of what is to be abandoned, of eliminating all the various faults, and having brought to consummation excellent quality. So one who has the complete experience of the elimination of faults and the development of excellent qualities, presenting the methods is the condition by which we actualize our knowledge. An individual who has this experience It's necessary that this individual has excellent qualities. And this is in terms of they have actual experience. And this experience constitutes their wisdom. But wisdom in itself is not sufficient. They also have to have compassion for others. And so it's necessary, without compassion, they may teach but present an error with respect to the path, the way they lead. So the individual individual has to have both the excellent qualities of consummate wisdom and consummate compassion for others. And out of this, they teach an unerring, unmistakable, unmistaken real path.
lot of sin.
And
So these students, they go to school because they want to achieve an end. They have some desire, aspirations, and perhaps they want to be highly learned. This is the result that they want to achieve through their studies. And this is analogous to seeking to achieve Buddhahood. The foundation of their achievement is their own intelligence, which they possess within their mind, the intelligence and kindness. But it's necessary that that in dependence upon this foundation, the basis, that the conditions of the teacher be present, and the teacher having the qualities of must be a healthy individual, a sane individual, and possessing excellent qualities like wisdom and compassion, and independence upon the sanity and the wisdom and compassion and the influence of these proceeding to teach the children, and thereby they achieve their result, their goal. There could be the situation where the children aspire to become learned, and where they possess, they have intelligence, they want to, and they're willing to put forth great effort. I without a teacher, that is to say, someone who has wisdom as to the subject they want to learn, and without, they don't have the foundation of progressing to the goal. Without the condition of the teacher, then it's not actualized, it's not realized. So today I used the analogy of school, previously I used the analogy of money. Buddha was money. So we are like these students, that we are aspiring, and our aspirations are Buddhahood, or the suffering, or the liberation, which is freedom from suffering. And we are just like these students, and we have lineage, whereas the students had the basis of effort and intelligence, we have the basis of knowledge. We can you see, to the teacher teaches the methods whereby to actualize our knowledge. What we need in order to actualize our potential of lineage is to be shown an unerring path of what is to be adopted and rejected by a guide who he or herself has had possessed love and compassion and teaches from that out of that. So previously the Buddha taught the Dharma, and by means of this, many of his students achieved liberation in the Buddhahood.
Shakyamuni Buddha was extremely courageous in coming to our world. Said that out of 1,000 Buddhas, only one would be have enough courage to come into our world. Sometimes Shakyamuni Buddha is referred to as the white lotus. The white lotus is the king of flowers. Shakyamuni Buddha was such a brave person for coming into our world that he was referred to as white lotus for being the king of the Buddha.
Yeah.
background?
My
pen,
また頑張ってみようよ。
Omba.
Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba.
Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba.
Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba.
Omba. Omba. Omba. Omba.
So, at present, there is no supreme emanation, Buddha. That is to say, a Buddha with the various signs, having aspects of all these various signs in mind. For example, the top knot, the tribbles on top of the head. The many signs such as wheels upon the hands and feet. But there are, they say there are no supreme emanations with these various aspects of signs and knots, but there are emanations of Buddha. And these emanations, if they take it, they can take both a human and non-human form. If they take a human form, then they teach the Dharma. But if they take a non-human form, for example, they could be as a bridge. And then they would teach the Dharma in that particular type of emanation. The Dalai Lama is the emanation of the Buddha.
Maybe they're not going to be able to do it.
I will return your answer. I became like this through abandoning, killing, stealing, and lying. The people, because they're so amazed at how beautiful Ayurveda is, they say to themselves, oh, I'm going to abandon killing, I'm going to abandon stealing, I'm going to give up all unskillful actions so I can become beautiful. And by means of this abandonment of unskillful action, then people's height and lifespan will increase greater and greater. So the height, longevity, and the beauty of beings in the world is continually extending, shortening, extending, shortening. What is this come about? It depends upon by healthy ways of conduct, abandoning unskillful actions, the people naturally begin to appear much more beautiful, that they live longer lives, that they can find food without a little effort, that the environment becomes much more pleasant, without fewer problems. On the other hand, through engaging in skip action, the obvious begins to occur. So previously, presently, things are getting worse. As compared to what they were previously, things are almost good. Why is that? Why are things deteriorating? Because the deterioration in the conduct of people. And we can say that the quality of the of life and environment is deteriorating, degenerating, that economic situations is getting worse. So the turning factor in the quality of life is the skillfulness and unskillfulness of our conduct. In proportion to one or the other, then the quality of our life will improve or become worse. Actually, these aren't so bad, they're okay. But the things are going to get much, much worse. But if as individuals we were to act in healthy ways, then though the place in which we live, our country, the circumstances may deteriorate, we on the other hand, our quality of life will improve. On the other hand, if we act in a negative manner, the general quality of the place we live is improving, we ourselves, our quality of life will deteriorate.
Thank you.